Welcome back. I'm Jordan Miller on Live and Local here on your favorite radio station, News Talk 1480 WHBC. We are joined now by Louisville Mayor Pat Fallot. Mayor, how are you this morning?
Jordan, how are you today?
Hey, I am great. How are you doing?
We're doing great over here in Louisville, and we're excited about what's going on this weekend.
All right. Yeah, I want to hear some more about this. I've read a little bit about it. We got Light Up Louisville, right? Is that this weekend?
That's correct. Yes. Our Louisville Area Chamber of Commerce has been the sponsor of this for quite a few years, and they put in a lot of effort to make it enjoyable for our community and anybody in the surrounding areas that could have the opportunity to come. Well, we have the popular passport program where all the businesses participate in this, and young people 18 years and younger have the opportunity to go into this business and get stamps on their passport. And then we do a drawing right before we do the tree lighting, and they have an opportunity to win a pair of tickets to the Kalahari Park.
Yeah.
And so we have a lot of young people that really have a good time. And our area goes from Main Street clear down to Paradise United Church of Christ, which is at 619 East Main Street. And there that we have Mr. and Mrs. Claus. We have the Constitution Queen and Court that does face painting. We have a Town and Country Garden Club that does the crafts for the children. And so we have a lot of activity. And plus, we have a live nativity scene that has our camel. And our camel just is a photobomb camel, let me tell you. You go to take pictures, and he's in every picture.
Every picture.
Yes, yes.
All right, when is all this, Mayor?
This starts on Sunday, this Sunday, December the 5th, and we go from 3 o'clock to 6 o'clock, and 6 o'clock is when we will be doing the lighting of the tree.
Okay. Well, that sounds fun.
And what is really nice about that also is that our Mr. and Mrs. Claus will lead our Louisville High School band in a parade that comes down through town and goes over to where the tree is located for the lighting of it. And our band, they all dress up Christmas outfits. They decorate all their instruments. They just have a good time doing this also.
It sounds fun. It sounds very memorable, especially for the residents there in Louisville. Now, my question is, can other people come? I'm not a Louisville resident, but am I going to be welcomed if I just want to come and enjoy some of the holiday spirit going on in Louisville there?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We welcome anybody into our community. You will have the opportunity to go into the different businesses. We have a coffee shop that's called Uptown Joe's. They provide delicious drinks there. We also have our restaurants that are in downtown, Scratches. We have the Unhitch Brewery. We have our Umbrella Alley now that has turned into Snowflake Alley.
Yes, I love, let me be honest, I love Umbrella Alley. I think it is one of the best new attractions. And I mean, I say new, but it's going on almost 2 years, or is it going on 3 years?
That is correct.
Okay.
Yes, that is correct. And in the wintertime, they put the snowflakes up. And now the snowflakes are making lights down through, making designs down to Umbrella Alley also.
Oh, wow.
And now another addition that we've added, not this year, but we've had it before, is we are getting our ice skating rink up and operating. Now, what we have to do is have the weather cooperate with us, though.
Yeah.
It's a little hard to make ice when it's 50-some degrees outside.
In December, you know, and then it's going to be in the 50s again, I think, Monday or Tuesday. We just can't win in Ohio. We all love it. That's why we all live here. But the weather.
That's correct. That's correct. But we weren't able to put it up last year, of course, because of the COVID.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of people really requested it, and we decided that we would go ahead and put it up this year. And looking out on Facebook, there's a lot of people that are looking forward to it.
Well, that sounds like a great time, and I'm going to have to check out the ice skating rink, even though it's been probably 10 years since I've laced up, Mayor.
I'll
give you a good laugh.
We'll have to check that out. Let us know when you're coming so we can watch you do your performance out on the ice.
Yeah. All right, Mayor, I got to ask you real quick.
Sure.
This new subdivision that you guys may have in Louisville here soon on the west side of the city, is there anything that you can say about that? I mean, we're looking 200 plus homes.
Well, what I can tell you, everything is in preliminary status right now. We are kind of excited about it because it's going to propose 210 units, of which 111 will be single-family homes, 99 will be townhouses. We're looking at the idea with Amazon building that big warehouse close by. We have to prepare for the housing that we possibly will get. We can't wait till the last minute to do this. And the Kay Hovannon Homes has come to us and talked about it, about developing this area. And the townhouses are going to be listed around $200,000, and the single families are going to be listed around $270,000 to $300,000. So it's going to be a nice subdivision.
So
we also have some other activity going on in Louisville besides this subdivision. The Redwood company that is right across the street on Peach Avenue is going to put their final phase in.
Okay.
And it's going to be 109 units. So when that development is all done, we will have a total of 245 units in that area also.
Wow, that's big. You know, a lot of opportunities for people, whether they're in Louisville, to maybe up and move into these new places.
Absolutely.
Or people who live on the outskirts to move in.
Right, right. The Redwood are apartments, you know, they're rental homes. But it's amazing because they do have a waiting list for people to come in there.
Wow.
A lot of them are like empty nesters or some that goes down to Florida in the wintertime, or they don't want to have to take care of their homes on the maintenance. That's what Redwood does. Redwood takes care of all the maintenance.
All right.
But we're excited about the new subdivision coming in. We also have some townhomes that are going to be built, known as the townhouses of Stonebridge. And we have 45 units of those coming in off of Reno Drive. So we have a lot of activity going on in Louisville.
Well, it's a good thing. I love when I see our local cities and villages thriving, and what you guys are doing in Louisville right now is great. Mayor Pat Fallett, I appreciate you coming on this morning. Thank you so much.
And thank you for letting me come on and talk about Louisville.